Welcome, my sweet beloved. This is Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about some very complex issues on the horizon today. And what I want you to get from this is a sense of understanding and knowing that you are headed in the right direction. The direction towards our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we get started, I do want to acknowledge my background music. It's Love 100 Ways. And I believe in my heart, mind, and soul that Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit loves us in so many ways. And we want to definitely acknowledge that as a fact. The things that happen in our church communities, whether it's broadcasting in a brick and mortar building, wherever it takes place, it should always be about Jesus and not about ourselves. What we are trying to do here is just get an understanding of what our roles are as children of God and what our service to humanity should be. Just as a last footnote, if you hear a background sound in this studio that we broadcast out of, we're in our winter season and there are heaters around to keep the atmosphere warm. That's needed because if you turn on the full system, it's too loud. But this is something that's comparable to what we are trying to do. So if you hear it, just ignore it and focus on the content of the message. This is from KingScottRadioTV.com. That's the broadcasting platform that we use to get the Word of God out. Stay tuned, my beloved. We're going to get into it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved saints of the gospel. We're going to start down a journey of understanding. And just as a disclaimer, after careful research inside of my Bible, which is the new edition, I have articulated some points of view according to the Word of God. I would implore you to do your own due diligence. Check it out for yourself. That's the only way it can truly be verified. Do not rely on what I say. Make sure that it is in accordance to what the Word of God says. Can we get an amen on that? Amen. My beloved, the first thing that we're going to talk about is church scams. Currently, we have on my Facebook page, which you can look me up, Kevin Scott, you will see a narrative, "Watch out for church scams. The church never sold anything about Jesus." This is more so about selling the gospel, providing opportunities to invest into a ministry through using God's word. And we're going to talk about that intimately so that you have a clear understanding of what your responsibilities are. So that is a touchy topic, simply because you're talking about finances. If you are worshiping in a big edifice, there is upkeep of the edifice. But that's not the church. The church is you and me and other parishioners. That's the church, not the building. And when people make large investments into edifices that require so much money that it begins to get almost astronomical, it doesn't take all of that. It is your choice whether or not you want to support that. I would ask of you to research your Bible. Look inside of the gospel, and the gospel will tell you what your responsibilities are. You can't depend on what you hear coming out of the pulpit, because the people that are in the pulpit are made just like you and me. They dwell in this flesh. And the Bible says that the flesh is corrupt. So don't be surprised if some of the leaders of the churches are corrupt. You are worshiping Jesus, not someone's oratorical ability. You have to check behind what you hear. I would tell anyone that it's good to be amongst church folk, but there's responsibilities that come with that. We're all dealing with the same entities. And the Bible itself says, trust nor man or woman. You trust the word of God. That's why the Bible is in front of you. It's the basic instructions before leaving earth. It gives you a complete roadmap, a complete diagram as to how you're supposed to treat one another. Some fall short of that. As a matter of fact, all of us fall short of that. So there are no big I's and little U's. Because someone knows how to holler or how to emotionally get you aroused doesn't mean that they're telling you the truth. That only means that they have learned how to communicate. Now, we do, and there is a value for good preaching. It's motivational. But don't take it out of context. It's not meant that you're supposed to, or they are supposed to, extract your money out of you. So you have to be careful with that. I'm going to give you a situation that I found myself in when I was in seminary school, and how the church manipulated me into doing some things that I now know was wrong. Now, the Bible says, be about my Father's business. That doesn't mean be about the business of church, because in its own entity is separate. So this particular church, and I'm not here to bash anyone, to slash anyone, I'm just telling you the facts as they are. The leadership of that church came up with a plan of action. That plan of action was designed to put money in the coffers of the church. Church does have expenses, particularly if, like I said earlier, if you are in an edifice. So, the leaders of this particular church said, we're going to identify certain parishioners, certain clergy people, certain ministers, certain reverends to raise money for the church. So they concocted this plan. The plan was that we identify someone who looks prosperous, who has a aura about them because they have worked for their money. And they identified those people, and some of these people were clergy. And when I say clergy, I mean they had actually gone to seminary school to study the Word of God, which is an admirable thing to do. How can you lead others if you don't have a full understanding of what God is doing with you first, so that when you're talking to people, you're basing it on what's in the Bible? So, they told these individuals that they wanted to use them as a tribe of Levites. And that is something that is in the Old Testament of the Bible. Now, just a footnote, the Old Testament of the Bible has been fulfilled. And when I say fulfilled, the things that God the Father designated has been completed within the Old Testament. So they identified these people as the 12 tribes, and each member was identified as the leader of that tribe. And that leader was given a task of going out, extracting money from within the congregation. That means that the people, be it senior citizens, because that's the group that they gave me. Now, these people, these senior citizens, were already paying their tithes and offerings. And that's another part we're going to talk about in a few moments. But it was them that I was given. And when they gave those to me, I had to go to all of the senior citizens who were already on fixed incomes, already giving tithes and offerings, and do or say things to extract more money out of them and turn that money into the church. That was the scam. And by the way, if they set a designated amount, if you did not raise that particular amount of money, then you were expected to bring that balance up to what they requested. So they wanted you to give additional funds too. So now you're talking about extracting money from people who are already on a fixed income and taxing another individual. If, let's say, you were supposed to raise $350 and you only raised $100, you are expected to bring that amount up to the $350 and turn it into the church. So that is considered a church scam, ladies and gentlemen. When they do things like that, these subcommittees and all of this stuff, when you do things like that, that's not the Word of God. God does not operate like that. That is man. And that is what I'm trying to articulate in delivering this message to you. Church scams. Then you wonder why pastors of this church are asking you to buy them airplanes and Rolls Royce vehicles and all of the luxury of this world on this earth in their lives. Well, what about you? You know, you're doing this and you're having trouble putting food on the table, but you're giving it to Jesus. No, you're giving it to a church that has developed and concocted a plan as to how to instruct and extract money out of you personally. And so when you are looking at a Thursday afternoon and there's nothing in your refrigerator, who do you call? Yes, you can call some of your church members, but how is that going to make you feel emotionally that you can't feed yourself? And if you were to have kept the money that was gift that you gave to someone else to support this church edifice, then what happens with you? Because you have, I mean, you can't just starve. That's not to say that the church does not help people. But my problem with this whole structure is that it should never get to that. It should never get to that. And if the church is leading its parishioners in the correct way, it should never happen. But it's a church scam because people who are in church have concocted this plan using the elements from the Bible to convince you that you're doing the right thing by God. That doesn't mean that you can't help someone. But going about it that way, it's more of a hustle than you serving Jesus. He said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Give you an example. When he fed the 5,000, he used a young boy and his lunch to feed 5,000 people. They worked together. And the young boy was kind enough to offer his food. That's Christianity. That's things based on how we are supposed to love one another. Not just trying to go after your money. It's gotten to be out of control at this time. And we have to do something about it. So first we have to have the courage to say it. And people, some would say, oh, you putting the church down. You claim you love Jesus and all this. No. These are the facts as they are. And it's not just the church that I was at. It was other churches. Case in point. At one point, I was head of a committee that gave out food that we got from the city. That is supporting them. They would come. We would pray for them, or I would pray for them. And then they would go and get the food that was brought in, and that it took effort to bring the food in. We had to take the church van, go up to a particular location, load the food in, and then display it out on a table so people who were in need of food could come and get it. Well, that's church work. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I was all for that, and I was glad to be ahead of that ministry. It was not something that I did, you know, and I didn't get paid for it. It wasn't like they was giving me any additional money to do that. You do that out the kindness of your heart. Even here at this radio station, ladies and gentlemen, we do that as well. We'll get food from the particular state that we're in, and then we will distribute it out to people who are in need of it. And in many cases, we call them and say, hey, do you need some food? And we have some food here that we'll give out to the community. It's not pimping anybody or just trying to get after their money. It's doing that church work. And I'm proud to be a part of that. It took effort to get it set up, but we did do it, and people have benefited from that. That's the work of the church. That's what you're signing up for. Not somebody say, put an extra 20 in the collection plate. No, you're taking valuable resources that people need. And sometimes people are hurt, and they say, you know, be a cheerful giver. Yes, I'm all for being a cheerful giver. But don't be cheerfully stupid either. Those are just the facts as they are. Because, you know, people look down on you. They're out there begging for food, or they doing this, or they doing that. It makes you feel bad. And nobody wants to feel bad. We are going through enough just on day-to-day activities, having challenges to help develop us as Christian human beings. And then you have church leaderships that are doing things like that to just extract your money. They're not asking for anything else other than your money. And they want you to give that to them so they can go out and do whatever they want to do with it, not what God wants to do with it. Because who's to say that money is not going in somebody else's pocket? You don't know for sure. You trust that they are doing the right thing, but you don't know for sure. Those are considered church scams. And you don't want to be a part of that. And you don't have to be a part of that. If you choose to, that's fine. But you're in compliance and you have the option to say yay or nay. Now, I hope everyone has a clear understanding of what church scams look like and how you can do the right thing by Jesus Christ, not by man or woman, and get through them. Now, let's talk about church itself. For some people, church has become a side hustle, a part-time job. You know, I know some pastors that if you're sick in a hospital, they won't come and see you if you're not a tither. Wow, that's compassion for you. You know, they'll look at the list. Does that person tithe? Yes. Now, at the same time, hospitals are a big place. So when you get someone to come and visit you because you're in a hospital and you got to walk all the way down them long halls and stuff, that is taxing. But we are supposed to love one another as he has loved us. So if that's what it takes, okay. But I'm just telling you, it requires effort. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is the 10%, the offerings. People in leadership positions from the pulpit are saying that the Bible says give 10% of your earnings back to God. The Bible doesn't say that. Research that yourself. Okay? Don't depend on what I say. Don't say that Pastor Scott is trying to deter you from giving to the church. Read it for yourself. You can Google it. It'll tell you all about it, and you'll have a clear understanding of what it means to do so. But when people are asking you for your W-9 form to see how much money you bring in and make to verify that this is supposed to be the amount that you're giving, that's overboard. That's man. That's the flesh being weak. That's not church. That's not Jesus Christ. You know, back in the Old Testament, because a lot of people will refer to the Old Testament because tithes and offerings was told to the parishioners back then. But they did not just ask for your money. They may say, donate a lamb or a cow or whatever it is, or donate your time into church. They wasn't specifically asking for your money. Check it out for yourself. It becomes a con game. They're selling Jesus. And this is not right. And I have the kind of platform to tell people, because we have the listenership that we do. If they want to call me, I'm easily accessible. All you have to do is look on my Facebook page. You will find my information. If they want to challenge that, or if you want to challenge that, I will answer that call. But don't be in the pulpit faking. You know, and that's what it's become. It's become more about money than about God. And I don't like that personally. When I am talking to you about these types of matters or the sermons that I am reading over this medium that I have, it does not cost you anything. I take my personal time and donate that to spread the word of God. And if someone can benefit from it, fine. If you don't like it, you don't have to tune in. It's that simple. But I'm not mandating you or anybody else that, you know, you got to send me some money. You got to do this and you got to do that. I have serious reservations and issues with that type of preaching. It's considered prosperity preaching. And you don't have to be a part of it unless you want to. But at least you know. You know the facts as they are. This is one reason why you are not seeing a lot of people in church, because some people feel the same way, that this has become a side hustle, a con job as to how to extract money out of people. That's not everyone, but it's a lot of people who are doing this. And we want the purity of Jesus with us and to help guide us. So be wise. Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Be wise in what you do. You know, you can see a stranger and you can see that they're struggling. You going and buying a Happy Meal or whatever it is that you would get for them, it's a blessing. That's showing compassion, because we all need it, each and every one of us. But don't be fooled by somebody that can do cartwheels in the pulpit and they don't do the right things to study to show themselves approved. In today's time, you need to go to some type of seminary school and learn about the Word of God. That's a requirement now. There's no, we're trying to move away from those bootleg preachers, or they'll use Christian words. Oh, they're just anointed. Maybe they are, maybe they not. You don't know. But I know that I wanted to make sure that I knew what I knew, and I took the steps to learn. It's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I look at some of the younger ministers. I know I was watching this program, and this young man could preach himself out. I mean, he was just so gifted. But I believe that his parents have made an investment into him, and they're sending him to seminary school so that he will have credentials. Not somebody that just know how to talk. Talk is cheap. And the sooner that we realize what's going on and how to approach it and deal with it, the better off we'll be. You're only responsible for yourself. When all is said and done, and you're looking up to Jesus for the redemption that you will ask for at some point, because we are all filthy rags, then you'll know. But don't be fooled by con men and side hustles. No, that's not what we're signing up for. None of us. So I don't like to hold you long. Those are the two things that I wanted to bring out. You have an opportunity to go back and listen to it over and over again, just to add clarity. If you need to reach out to the station, you can call 240-362-7552, and you can reach me. I'm blessed to say that I own the station, and it all can flow through me, and I will take the time to answer whatever questions that you may have. So, I am signing off. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. It is always a blessing to be with you, to give you what I have, to share the gospel amongst the world. And that's what I'm called to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. KingScottRadioTV.com, at my Father's table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. We love you. We care for you. We care about you. All in Jesus' name. You can listen out to this background music. Soft, sweet, and mellow.
Thank you.